Generate is supporting my vision to improve the financial literacy of 100,000 Kiwis by sponsoring Keep the Change. Cheers, Generate. Head to generatekiwisaver.co.nz/change to find out more. Getting in the KiwiSaver fund that suits you and your situation is key to making sure you're maximising your investment. Generate are an award-winning KiwiSaver provider with a track record of long-term performance, and they can help you do exactly this. Their advisors can meet with you to talk about all your options when it comes to KiwiSaver to help you decide what's best for you. Too many people never get KiwiSaver advice, but not you. Go to generatekiwisaver.co.nz/change to book a no-obligation chat with a Generate advisor. A copy of the product disclosure statement is available at generatekiwisaver.co.nz. The issuer of the scheme is Generate Investment Management Limited. And of course, past performance does not guarantee future returns. Welcome in. You are listening to another episode of the Keep the Change audio lessons of Marnie May. We're going to get straight into it today because I do have to address the elephant in the room right over there. Yeah, it's me fired up in episode week number 34 talking about these bloody CEOs, these bastards that get paid too much and should have just gone to work for $0 for the year. What were they thinking? I do get very, very passionate about worrying about the things that you can control. And addressing those and working on those and trying to control those things rather than focusing your time trying to think about things that you can't actually control, that are outside of your control. I just think that one way has a better likely outcome of you having a more fulfilling, rewarding and life that you want to have than the other, which will just make life hard for you each and every way you look, and you'll always find ways that you think, well, this is out of my control, therefore the world sucks, and I just, you know, I'm never going to get ahead, and all these types of things. And that way of thinking, I just don't think, from all of the study that I've done, and the people that I've been lucky enough to interact with, and study and research, and ask questions to, and provide advice to, you know, the ones that take ultimate responsibility and control for the things that they've got going on in their business and in their life, they just seem to do better and be happier as well. So you will hear themes along the way when listening to these of worrying about the things that you can control. So know that it comes from a place of good intentions to ensure that we're all enjoying the things that we have around us rather than just hating on everything that's going on and all these people and all these different things that could be different when really we've got no real way to control those things. Righto, now that the elephant is well and truly addressed in the room, what was week 35 all about? The title of the email was, Money Has No Value, None At All. Us humans are weird. We love to complicate things and then justify why we do it. Like money, the thing that actually has no value. Bits of plastic, maybe metal, or numbers on the screen these days, that money, when you think about it, it really has no value. The value is in the product or service that you purchase with the money. Money is a vector for expressing value. Value comes from what you were willing to do to get that money. Humans assign value to it. However, we all have different ideas of value. But hang on, money is the root of all evil, isn't it? Well, everyone learned that one growing up. My mum even reminded me at Christmas time about this. I won't quite claim to be qualified to be taking Sunday school, but I think the saying is somewhat misquoted. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. That's the actual line from the Bible. Well, us humans have left off the for the love of it bit. Now, given that most Kiwis aren't actually Christian, nor believe the Bible, it's interesting that we're still so keen to believe that money is the root of all evil. It seems a pretty easy way to make excuses for not having money, for bringing people down that earn more than us, for bad things that happen in the world. Well, that's something that we can all get in behind, right? A Bible phrase, on the other hand, well, I don't know about that. When I hear people use this saying, I stop and think, all right, let's see who's at fault here. The money that has no value, or the human causing the problem. This year, when setting financial goals, don't be scared of them. Remember that this went out around the start of 2021. Don't think that you're a bad person because they involve money, which is the root of all evil. Have a think about why you want those goals, money, and what value you assign to money personally. Activity. Next time you hear someone say, money is the root of all evil, ask them, hey, how come? How come it's the root of all evil? And see what they've got to say. Ask them, hey, who taught you that? Stop and think about the real problem that has led to that saying being used. Is it money's fault? Or is it maybe a human's fault? Over the next few weeks, we're going to take a look at some different saving strategies. In the meantime, have a good weekend. Luke. P.S. You're one of 2,614 recipients. Did you know? The Bible serves up a few beauties. Proverbs 13:11. Wealth from get-rich-quick schemes quickly disappears. Wealth from hard work grows over time. Preach it. Well, a little dive into some of the sayings that we hear when it comes to money that may or may not be true, but we seem to get taught them and then we just go with it. And we don't even stop and test, hey, what's going on here? Where did this come from? And sometimes that can be to our detriment because we don't actually stop and think, is this even real? Like, is money the root of all evil? Or is it what people are doing with it or why they want it so bad that makes it seem like it is the cause of all evil? Because it does seem like there's a lot of bad stuff that goes on in regards to money, right? And we can all probably agree with that and come up with some examples and think, oh yeah, you know, if money wasn't involved with that, that probably wouldn't have happened. But, you know, it's usually the humans that are involved with it too. So maybe humans are the root of all evil. But that'd be pretty hard and scary to believe, right? So we're probably not going to get that past too many people. And then the interesting thing that this phrase sort of came from the Bible as such too. However, if we look at New Zealand, not, you know, that many people are through and through Bible-believing Christians, right? Which just makes it even more confusing. Well, then why would we choose to believe this saying if we're not believers of that literature? Who knows? It's all above my head. But something that I picked up on, some of these sayings that we get thrown around with money, like money is the root of all evil. And it's not till you stop and go, well, how come that is? Sorry, why? How do we know that? That we then get ourselves into a place where we go, oh, well, actually, you know, maybe a lot of good people do a lot of good things with money, but we don't like to talk about that, do we? We like to look at the negative side of it instead. And does that come from maybe a place of us wanting more of it or not having enough or making an excuse for not quite being where we'd like to be and making ourselves believe, well, actually, why would I need heaps of money? That's just for greedy people, and that's just for rich people, and they're bad people, and that's the root of all evil, so I better not get too much of it. Well, then why is everyone out there buying a lottery ticket? Seems kind of strange, right? Are those people greedy? Do they believe the saying? Are they evil? Are they lining up for the root of all evil? I bet they're not thinking about that saying when they're going to try and win lotto, are they? But hey, you know, these emails are designed to get people thinking differently and just challenge us on some of the things that both you and I have learnt when growing up and when reading and when listening and learning and just going, hang on, what was that all about? And this is a saying that I heard a couple of times over the Christmas period and the different things that I'd been reading. And I thought, oh, I remember being taught by somebody else that, hey, actually, maybe money isn't the root of all evil. Maybe if you look at it differently, you won't think that it is either. So this email was designed to get us thinking along those lines, especially as we were coming into a brand new year and reset some of that thinking that perhaps didn't set us up to believe too much in what we could potentially do with money and why it could be good to have bigger sums of it or just be in control of it. Hopefully you enjoyed that one. See you in week number 36. In the meantime, fire something on your socials, a little 5-star review. Be much appreciated and help us get this in front of more people. Thank you.